When we say Kiddushuascha Kivinu Kalayam, because for your salvation, we are longing all day. Well, why? Why? How are we meant to understand our need for salvation? What are we missing? I think perhaps we can actually draw some themes together. I mentioned yesterday, Yeshuascha, Hashem's salvation. And obviously, when we're talking about real salvation, we're talking about Mashiach coming. What is the purpose of Bias HaMashiach? What is the purpose of Mashiach coming? Just so we can have a rest? We've had tough innings over the last 2,000 years. That's part of it. That's clearly not the main thing. It's clearly not the main thing. The Rambam explains that the main function of the Yomos HaMashiach is that, yes, we will be at rest and we will no longer have the nations pursuing us. We'll no longer be under threat. There'll be no more pogroms, there'll be no more expulsions, there'll be no more murders, there'll be no more executions, there'll be no more horrific attacks. And therefore, we will have freedom of action, thereby giving us the opportunity to fulfill the Torah in its entirety. There's so much of the Torah that we just can't keep nowadays. Even if we're living in Eretz Yisrael, don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So many of the Tariag mitzvahs are just not in force. And therefore our relationship with Hashem is lacking. Our Avodas Hashem is lacking. Our service of Hashem is in some way deficient. So this Fasemis in Chanukah Tafresh Mem Aleph says, when we are in Galus, when we are in exile, yes, we're suffering. But the thing that we're really, really suffering from is that we can't fulfill the Torah in its entirety. That there are so many mitzvahs we just can't do. And even of the mitzvahs that we can do, when we're struggling to survive, when we're fighting for our lives, if we have to eke out a living, if we're constantly on the run, we're not able to do those mitzvahs with a full heart. We're not able to do them with clarity of thought and presence of mind. Our Avodas Hashem is lacking when we're in Galus. And therefore, when we're davening for Geula, when we're davening for the redemption, one of the things we need to be thinking about is Kvod Shamayim, is Hashem's honor and glory, and the fact Hashem created the world lichvoidai. The end of Pirkei Avos, Kol Ma'aseh Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lichvoidai. Hashem created everything for His honor and glory, and we have a major foundational role to play in that. And there's just so much we can't do. So Semes goes on to say, if we feel a sense of pain and anguish about that, our pleasure, enjoyment, the merit of the Geula that we will experience will be exponentially greater. If we're just thinking about ourselves, okay, there'll certainly be a salvation. But how much is it really going to mean to us? But if we're thinking about what we can achieve, who we can become, what our Avodas Hashem will look like, our experience, joy, pleasure, when we experience the Geula, it will be so much greater.